Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up? Hey, I got a bonus interview with my buddy Ian. You probably heard me interview Ian maybe a month or two ago or so, a coaching client of mine. Anyway, he shot me a text which just stopped me in my tracks. I said, hey, man, how much you sold from the power calls you've been setting up? And he started listing, well, this one was 1,000, this one was 1,500, this one was 750, this one was 8,000. I'm like, okay, dude, time to get you on the podcast and tell everyone about it. How anybody, and I mean, listen to me, anybody can do what Ian's doing, okay? So listen, it's my interview with Ian Highfield, client of mine, how he's crushing it, made 12 grand the last few weeks with nothing but a podcast and zero paid ads. Here you go. Hey, everybody, what's going on? Sam Crowley, every day is Saturday with my man, Ian. What's going on, Ian?
Sam, how are you, mate?
I'm doing good, mate. Hey, as you can detect, let's get it right out of the way. You called me mate. Ian's, where are you from, man? I got to do this every time we talk because you got
I'm from, originally from Nottingham in England, so Robin Hood country.
Robin Hood.
Yeah, there you go. University in Leeds, and then I found my way to Florida, and then I found my way to Atlanta. I now live in Atlanta.
Okay. I love it, dude. I love the accent. I got to get me one of those. There's two ways to sell a lot more. It's either have a Southern accent, like you guys in Georgia, or that British accent. I think the trust is just higher. You know,
I'm not sure about the Georgia one. I'm not sure about the Georgia one.
Yeah. All right. Hey, we got to dive into this. We're not into the, you know, the fluffity fluff stuff. Ian, I'm about to interrogate you, man. You ready?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. So I got it. Ian texted me. Hold on one second. Ian sent me a text because I said, hey, man, how much have you sold approximately from your power calls? Now, Ian and I have been working together for a few months. He just launched his podcast a couple months ago, right? I mean, somewhere around there?
Yeah. I think, it can't really be any more than 8 to 10 weeks.
And that was a podcast with absolutely no traction. It's not like you had this, you know, you started podcasting, all of a sudden you're Joe Rogan, you know.
No, it was zero.
Zero. Zero momentum. So Anyway, I'm gonna connect the dots. So that was point A. Point B is, how much have you sold from your power calls? He says, well, I'm looking at his text message. Call number one, $500. Call number two, $1,500. Call number three, $1,000. Call number four, $750. And then he got a consulting agreement with a school that they heard him on his podcast, $8,000. Dude, congratulations, number one.
Thank you.
Talk to us, the audience listening. The Everyday Saturday audience is amazing. They're dreamers, they're doers, they're entrepreneurs. They mainly want to monetize their message. They want to help people. And while they're helping people and adding value, they want to get paid, you know? They either want to leave a job or supplement their income or go out and launch their own movement. So Kind of talk a little bit about, you had zero momentum with your podcast. Talk about what podcasting has done just for you and your message and your bank account. Like, what is it? How have you been able to monetize this thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think, for me, I've always engaged on social media, Instagram, Facebook being the two biggest, and then Twitter as well. I wrote a couple of books on how people learn, especially in sport, how people learn to change movements in sport. And when I heard you speak, obviously, number one, I trusted you. I liked your energy. So I bought into what you were saying, and in the back of my mind, I thought, you know, this might be another good medium to get my message out there.
Podcasting.
Podcasting, of course.
Hey, so, by the way, in 10 seconds, I didn't even ask you this. I should have asked you this first. What's your podcast about? What's it called and what's it about? And then go back to the story.
Yeah, it's called Beyond the Mind. And ultimately from my coaching career and becoming an expert in how we learn and an expert in human performance, my conclusion is willpower doesn't work if you truly want to make positive change, you have to change your environment. So there's a lot of information out there, but often we have information overwhelm, we have inaction. So my podcast, whenever we cover a subject, it gives you something practical that you can go away and do, something that you can change in your environment that will then lead to these mindset changes.
That everybody does that, Ian. You're just one of like a million people on podcast. You're just a copycat BS, man. What's going on? How do you even think you could help somebody? It's already been done before.
Well, you know, that's the funny thing, right? That talk runs through my mind.
Yeah.
That talk ran through my mind all the time. When I'm sitting in that chair listening to you, that talk was there. When I signed up to your course and started to do it, that talk was there. When I purchased the extra coaching from you, that talk was there. And that talk's still there. But you got to push that aside and you just got to do it. And you know what? When I committed to this, when I made the financial commitment, when I put skin in the game, I decided I'm going to do this for 10 years or 500 podcasts, whichever comes first.
Wow.
And then if the statistics aren't good, then I'll stop. But I committed to the process of this, not the outcome. And honestly, compared to Facebook, compared to Instagram, compared to writing a book, you say it best, the power of podcasting. Podcasting, number one, has been the most powerful for me, getting my message to people that want to hear. It's not getting lost in a sea of political debates or I'm right, you're wrong on social media. It's not a self-published book that just kind of falls to the bottom of the shelf. People are literally engaging in my podcast, messaging me on LinkedIn, messaging me on Facebook, booking power calls, because I do believe when people go to a podcast, they're there to listen and get this message. On social media, I think they're just kind of scrolling. Yeah. So the power, you're saying the power of podcasting, that is the truth. So if you can overcome that negative self-talk that we all have and just commit to the process of it, it might not be as fast as what I got. I feel very fortunate.
Yeah, close to 12 grand. I mean, that's crazy numbers in the last few weeks, 12 grand to sell from a podcast without any, you had no website. No, what? The only thing you had was a calendar. That's crazy. You're crazy, Ian. That you should go. You should refund all that money because you weren't legitimate without a website.
Well, you know, we're working on that. But
on the website, not the refund.
I think the thing is, you know, yes, I want to branch out. Yes, I want to have a successful podcast. But I've found when I have to do a post on social media or when I was writing my books, it was a grind. The podcast has been like therapy for me, man. I talk, some of the guests that I've managed to get on, and people are willing to come on and share their message. That's another thing that surprised me.
Yeah.
Some of the guests, you know, I have to listen because I'm going to ask the next question. I have to be present. On other mediums, my mind can wander. I can read a book and forget what I'm looking at. I can, you know, this has been therapy for me. I feel like a better person. I feel more educated. I feel more productive. Cast aside the business side of it and making the money. The podcast for me has helped me develop listening skills. I'm becoming a better interviewer. When I don't interview, I'm a little more concise in what I'm saying, less ums, less ahs. It's just an amazing experience. It's fun. So even cast aside the money, if I hadn't have made that, I would still be going at this with the same energy and passion, because it's great. It's therapeutic. It's fun. And again, as you say, the power of podcasting is more powerful than Instagram. It's more powerful than Facebook. It's more powerful than writing a book. This is the one for me. It's been amazing.
Yeah, and you had no experience, which is pretty incredible. And I believe, obviously, in the power of podcasting because you build that relationship with the listener who feels like they know you, they subscribe. I mean, they want more. They'll buy the, you know, whatever you're recommending. Most podcast consumers will buy what the host recommends, whether it's somebody else's product. you know, that's why you hear a lot of sponsorships and advertisers on podcasts, because they realize the loyalty of the listener. There's a lot of ways to monetize a podcast. I want to get back to your call to action on your podcast. So your podcast is called Beyond the Mind. You help people really help plow through adversity, procrastination, become a better version of themselves. And it's your method and your system that you're talking about. It's nobody, even though you may be covering similar topics that have been covered for 100 years like I do, it's your method and your system. What is your call to action? What do you say to get people to book a call with you? What is it that you say on your podcast?
I say, hey, if you want to book a call with me, go to my calendar. You know,
is it? I love it, man.
I'm not selling it.
$12,000 he makes, because you heard it right there. How many of you can say, hey, if you want to book a call with me, go get on my calendar? And your calendar consists of what? What's on your page? Is it all these pictures of you with Tony Robbins and Gary Vee and Oprah Winfrey?
No,
what's on your calendar page?
We haven't got any of them yet. Unless I'm good at Photoshop, we're not going down that road just yet. So it's a video of me that for about 45 seconds, I talk a little bit about my background in coaching, a little bit about my journey, how 12 years ago, I was pretty lost, pretty broke, and I started to invest in education almost as a last minute, like, SOS. I was a failed collegiate rugby player. I was living above a pizza shop, rent free. I didn't really have much cash. I started to invest in myself. I took my last $2,000 and invested it in myself. And that sparked a sense of motivation in me. And over the last decade, I've become a pretty successful sports psychologist. So I work mainly with athletes, helping them overcome their own adversities, their own struggles, helping them focus on the process of being better, not the outcomes of what they want to achieve. So they can relax, enjoy life, perform to a higher level. And then I basically say, look, if you want that for yourself, whether you want to be a better mother, better father, better husband, better wife, whether you want to be more relaxed in a sales meeting, whatever it is, just have a chat with me, 30 minutes, no charge. Jump on a Zoom call, jump on Skype, FaceTime. It's pretty relaxed. I'll listen. If you want my input, I'll give you my input. And then we'll go from there. So I've actually had 6 calls in total. And 4 have been where I've taken the money. I did actually sell some online education to another person. So there could be a little bit more cash in there. And then another person didn't buy, but we had a great talk, and he's a podcast subscriber, and he'll keep listening. And you never know, one day, you know, I'll keep checking in with them. So I think it's just a very genuine message about my journey and
helping people. You're just a normal guy. You know, you're just a guy out there who's got intellectual property that you've learned through the school of hard knocks, and you failed a lot, you succeeded, and you want to share with them both and help individuals really get from where they want to go right now to where they want to get to quicker. And you're doing it with a huge, I know Ian, he came to Cincinnati. So he and I hung out for a day here. We put together a speaker presentation. We've been talking for a few months now. So I know Ian. I mean, he is the stereotypical everyday is Saturday consumer. Huge heart, lot of knowledge, unbelievable passion for what he does. Wouldn't take a dollar from somebody if he didn't think he could help them. And that comes through on that call. That's why, even if you are not good at sales, Ian, you're not a professional sales rep on the telephone. It's not like you've got years of telephone sales experience, right?
I struggle to take money from, I struggle with that. Yeah. You know, that's one of my areas for development, is to be able to ask for it. You know, I think if I maybe add some other skills, we might be talking about slightly different numbers. I'm taking the softer approach to this. So
yeah, as do I. You know, I tell people on the phone all the time, I'm losing money by proposing this to you, because if I had a closer, like one of those people, the professional people, the closers, my sales would be skyrocketed through the roof. But I want to make sure, number one, that I and you and everybody listening to this recording, when you view this, you want to make sure these are individuals that you can always say no. Like, the deal you don't take will never hurt you, okay? Yeah. But if you go to the store hungry and you think you can help everybody, or you want to beat the fish into the boat just because you need money, that never works. You know, I know individuals, you know individuals that do that. They're miserable. They don't even want to work with the people they bring on board. The people don't want to be a part of that. You can sense it. It's just bad energy, man. Great energy, great clients like Ian and I. I mean, we're more or less friends now than we are client and coach. It's the fact that's how that relationship develops, as we stay in touch and go back and forth via text. Is that number 12 grand or is it higher? When you were saying those numbers, is that right or is it more than that? I don't even know over the past few weeks.
I don't necessarily keep track of it. I do my taxes every quarter, so I'll be able to tell you in a few weeks exactly what it is.
You haven't even counted the money that you sold. I love it, dude. Either you're a great liar or you are really dialed into this. And I'm joking. No,
this is the thing. You said it, right? There's people that you're charging for a product that you can't deliver, or you need the money, so you're putting pressure on people. And I've experienced that. I've been to events where people have pressured me to sell. And you almost try and make you feel bad for not buying.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And when I met you, yours wasn't like that. And I'm not like that. If I could say one thing, podcasting has made me happier. When my friends back home gave me feedback about my podcast and it was positive, and these are 30 to 45 year old males that played sport that have known me since I was 20, you're expecting a barrage of abuse. You know, and when my friends were very complimentary to me, when the guests that have come on have enjoyed it and said that I was a good interviewer, all of that, it literally makes me happy. And I think too often in life, we seek for the money, you know, and forget that. If you're happy doing it, this could have been an amazing hobby for me, but the money just so happened to follow. And if the money hadn't have followed, that hasn't really made me any happier. That money is just going to go back into it. It's going to go into some advertising so that more people can hear the message, and maybe I can make a couple more people take strides towards their goals and dreams. That's going to make me happier. So I'm only going to reinvest. So, you know, I'm genuinely just happier. So I'm glad that I saw you on stage. I'm glad that I did the courses. I'm glad I invested because I enjoy this.
I got you on a power call. I gladly accepted your money because you booked a power call with me. First, you bought my podcasting course. You saw me speak in Dallas. Then you booked a power call. Then you invested. Then you invested more.
Yep.
And you came to Cincinnati, which is, you know, that's a higher end coaching program. But look how far you've come as a result of that. And the closer you get to the source of momentum, that's when you can start charging more. But you also get results for people faster. Look, truth be told, Ian, people could Google what you do or Google what I do, and they could figure that out in their own time. The problem is they don't have time. They want to get moving. And if they really want to get it done faster and better, they need to hire the individual. So I'm speaking to the person who's watching this replay right now, and you're thinking, well, why would anybody pay me? Well, they would gladly pay you because you, whether you believe it or not, you don't need to be in the greatest 1% of somebody in the world that does something. They need you to be able to get from point A to point B, hold them accountable to getting from point A to point B, and that's it. And if you're coming at it from a position of integrity, you've already separated yourself from most of the people on the internet and, you know, speaking on these live stages and things like that, because you won't, if they continue to show up, you won't let go of them and their dream. And Ian, I want to ask you another question. You haven't paid to promote your podcast at all, right? This is all organic traffic.
I did do one thing on Fiverr. I got a radio DJ to give me a shout out on his podcast.
Okay.
That cost me $60, and there was a slight uptick. And again, I was just keen to learn. I just wanted to know, would this do anything? Would it not?
Love it.
I am planning on reinvesting, but you know, in the grand scheme of things, you pay for Facebook ads, right? What, $60 is not an investment. That's chump change when you're going into that world.
No. So, $6,000 is Facebook advertising in a month. So that's a way different ball game. What have you, how many total downloads do you have of your podcast? I'm kind of curious.
It's getting towards 4,000. It's getting towards 4,000.
You got one shout out from a DJ. Other than that, it's all organic content and you promoting on your other social media platforms to get people to listen.
Yeah, I did just see the little, when the DJ did the shout out, I saw the little spike over that weekend.
Yeah.
And then sort of back, not quite back to normal, just slightly above what it was.
Yeah.
But again, I didn't, do you remember, I didn't even look at that. I phoned you like way into this, maybe 10, 12 shows I've done. I was like, hey, how do you look at your stats?
Yeah, you didn't know. Care. You had no idea, which is why you're successful. Because you, look, I would love, I could, Ian and I could go back and forth on how little we focused on anything that had to do with tech design. We just got your site. It's not completed yet, but we just got your site. The other page is done a week ago, dude. I've known, we've been working together since February, okay? We just, you didn't even have a website. What did I say? Ian, just get them to your calendar. But what about, no, Ian, just get them to your calendar, because I know once you get them on a call, and I'm not just talking to Ian, I'm talking to anybody out there that sells coaching, consulting, services, advice, anything like that. It, I hope you don't have any professional sales experience, because you'll sell more. You know why? Because people expect, I can't tell you how many times people are shocked. Number one, that I'm the one actually calling them, the person that does the podcast. They can't believe I'm actually calling them. Number two, that I'm not doing this whole, hey, so let's talk about working, coaching and selling and send me, get your credit card. How much do you have on a credit card? I never do that stuff. And it ends up increasing my money per client because of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just natural. People trust individuals who don't sound, talk, and speak like everybody else out there, you know?
Yeah. And you know, it was funny. I was listening to a podcast the other day with Joe Rogan and Kevin Hart, the second one. The first one is mind blowing. It's like 3 hours long. And this was way before I was doing podcasting that I heard that one. And the impact that Kevin Hart and Joe Rogan must have had on so many people's lives. And I remember thinking, I would love to do that.
Yep.
And then Joe Rogan and Kevin Hart do a second podcast. They just did it recently. And I was listening to that one. And in my mind, I was like, ticking over. I'm like, okay, so I am doing this kind of now. And then Joe Rogan and Kevin Hart had a bit of a conversation where how Kevin Hart is inspiring new people and how he's doing this and how he's doing this. And the reason that it's good for him to be doing it is because he's so successful. And I was like, I don't quite know about that, because how many people, if only Kevin Hart could do podcasts and inspire people, how many people is he going to help? How many people can afford an hour on the phone with Kevin Hart? What's that? A day's coaching with Kevin Hart. That's going to set you back $500,000, I'm going to guess. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think I started to really feel comfortable that there is a place for someone like me that can reach out. Kevin Hart is really unobtainable for X amount of people. Joe Rogan is unobtainable for X amount of people. But I'm delivering a very similar message, and I'm not unattainable, and I'm not X amount. So I really felt comfortable once I'd listened to this podcast. I really felt comfortable with the service that I was offering, and that chatter that we talked about earlier, it's probably subsided even more.
Do you have any negative thoughts after you sell coaching? Like, oh boy, I hope I can deliver for them. Or are you supremely confident that what you sold, you're going to deliver and some? I'm curious. There's no right or wrong answer. I'm just kind of curious.
The only worry that I have is my time management, because I want to offer a quality service and I travel a fair bit to coach. And now I'm taking these extra clients on that are helping them in their life, or helping them overcome phobias, or helping them in sales calls, whatever it might be. So from a personal standpoint, it's just time management. But I just modeled what you did, Voxer. Give them a phone number, just chat to me, just message me. That's, it doesn't, you know, send me a text, leave me a voice note. And yeah, I don't, that's the only thing. I know when I get these people on the phone that the money that they've charged and the benefit they'll get if they follow through with what I'm asking them to do is really worth it.
And you're only asking them to get from where they are right now to a little bit further down the road. You're not solving their marriage problems, their finance problems, their health problem. You're dealing just point A to point B, getting them unstuck. Everybody is stuck in some facet of their life. And we'll wrap up the interview here, guys. But if you can understand uniquely what your zone of genius is, and then help individuals just get where you are a little bit further ahead down the road, they will handsomely pay you, and you need to be able to accept the money. A lot of people struggle accepting money because they feel, geez, you know, this is really easy for me to do, or maybe I'm not as good as anybody. It's not about that. If you show up with integrity, with a huge heart, and they match your commitment to the coaching program, you absolutely have a right to charge $3,000 to $10,000. I gladly accepted Ian's payment back in February. We're still talking, and it's going to be June next week. I have no plans of not speaking with Ian again. I mean, it's not like we're just going to, this is our second interview we've actually done. I've been on his show. He mentioned the app Voxer, which is a walkie-talkie app. It's free on your iPhone. And he and I go back and forth on Voxer and leave messages for each other. That's what most people miss in relationships these days with coach, mentor. They miss the ability to actually have a normal conversation with someone and not get thrown into a Facebook group or do group coaching, or you can only message me between these, my office. I get the whole protecting your time stuff, guys. Look, I got four kids. I get it, okay? I'm in quarantine, was in quarantine with four kids. We're homeschooling. I get it. But I don't ever want to become too much, to be too aloof that I don't appreciate the relationship with people and trying to help them. Somebody's going to pay me 10 or 20 grand to work together. You bet your ass I'm going to work with them one-on-one and give as much accessibility. And here's another thing, Ian, you've probably found this so far in your short period of time as well, working with people from the podcast and coaching other people previously to this. People are very respectful of your time. Nobody tries to abuse your time, even if you offer it to them, you know?
No, not at all. And, you know, because of being from England and people listen to my podcast in England, I have the time difference to deal with.
Yeah.
So, you know, but everyone that I've taken money off is excited to give me that money and I'm excited to receive it. And I don't know whether it's the purity of the message, whether it's just because I love the podcast.
Yeah, it comes through. It's because it comes through. That's all. There's no, it's an intangible you can't quantify. You could, you can't quantify, you just can't do it. Passion. It's received by people in certain ways, you know? So what you just described is the passion you have for the message that you share. You committed to 5 years, 500 episodes. I mean, look, dude, 4,000 downloads. That's amazing. In the short period of time you've been doing it, 12 grand in the last month or so is amazing. And you're not doing it for the money. I even asked you, you don't even know what the money is. I'm sitting here counting your money for you. You don't even know. So I just want to thank you for being a good buddy of mine, man, for having the confidence in me when you hired me back a few months ago. You didn't have to do that. And I look forward to meeting you, hopefully, when all this craziness dies down at another live event, man. Get after it.
Yeah, I look forward to it. Thanks, Sam. I mean, it's just been awesome. It's really opened my eyes to, as you would say, the power of podcasting. It's not a sales pitch. It's true. There is a unique power to starting your own podcast on a personal level from fulfillment and on a business level for getting people to listen to you. It's absolutely true.
Bingo. Couldn't have said it better myself, man. Ian Highfield, everybody. Thanks so much, Ian. I appreciate it. I will be talking to you soon, my friend.
Thanks, Sam. Take care.
Right, take care. We'll see everyone.
That's a wrap. That was amazing. I mean, that was incredible. I love Ian's passion. He's just like you. He's exactly like you. He's got an incredible passion. He wasn't quite sure when we started working together what his zone of genius was and how to really frame his message. I mean, that's what we didn't talk about in the interview when we were done. He's like, oh, I really wish I would have gave you credit for teaching me how to frame my message. I mean, that's everything. And he's right. That's everything. That's the foundation of how you make 3, 5, 10 grand per client doing what you love to do and helping them. Just get them from point A to point B. It's all you got to do. They don't expect you to solve life's biggest problems. They just need to take you to get them a little bit further along the path. And they'd gladly pay you 3 to 10 grand to do it. So if you want to be the next success story, make sure you get on my calendar. Go to launchwithsam.com. Book a call just like Ian did and hundreds of other people have done. Let's get on the phone and let's start working together one-on-one. I promise you, it's going to be so much fun. And you're going to start selling high ticket items because you know why? You deserve it. That's the reason why. You deserve it. You deserve to earn a lot of money sharing your knowledge. And if you don't think you have a zone of genius, we'll put that baby right to the test and we'll flush it out on the call that we're on. All right, go to launchwithsam.com and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.